Okay, so now I'm going to go up 4 flights of stairs.
Did you say the air conditioning was on?
Yes. Well, it is the heating.
Ooh, record from here, wherever this is.
Ooh.
Oh, this is a
amazing
stairwell.
Amazing acoustics.
It sounds like an episode of House of Cards.
Don't judge me because I'm going to be out of breath.
I would be too after 4 flights of stairs. I'm out of breath after like 1 flight of stairs.
This is what they call good tape.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll give you a minute.
I'm going to. Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll call you back in an hour.
That's probably what I'm going to need.
Actually, can you go back downstairs? That was funny.
Can you pick me up something from downstairs? Give me a snack. I left it.
I hate this podcast.
Sorry.
You guys suck. Okay.
Hi, I'm Richard Clark.
And I'm Bethany Perkins.
We can't stop talking about the Enneagram.
So we decided to start a podcast where we get it all out of our system.
We're not experts.
We're just obsessed.
It's No Chill Enneagram.
A safe space for Enneagram fanatics.
And a really dumb idea for a podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Richard Clark, as usual. And we are here, as usual, with Bethany Perkins. Hey, Bethany.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know, but you got to tell me something specific about the day. Like, I had a really good counseling session where I found out some deep-seated reasons that I want affirmation from others.
Okay. I had a really good meeting with...
Beat that.
I can't. I'm not... It's not a competition.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I had a really good meeting with my boss. She gave me some feedback on how I'm doing in my job, and it wasn't terrible. And I didn't feel terrible afterward.
Good job.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Maybe next time it could just be good feedback.
Well, yeah. She says lots of nice things to me often, so.
I believe you. Yeah. If only we could hear them.
I'll record
But her. I have lots of good things to say about you. If your boss doesn't want to, I will.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so today we're joined by Johnny. Johnny Barahona. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I should ask beforehand.
As correct as it can be in English, I guess.
How would
you
say
it
in not
it
English?
For us?
Barahona.
Oh, I can say that.
Barahona.
Is it offensive if if a southern dude tries to say this name? I'll take that as a yes. I better not.
I live in Kentucky, so I might already be used to that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, Johnny, you're a 7. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little about yourself. I know that you're an umbrophile.
What? I am an umbrophile. If you
don't
know what
that
is.
Means.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's basically an eclipse chaser.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
This last total eclipse that we had, solar eclipse, I drove to Portland, Tennessee to make sure that I was on the path of totality. So it's basically like the whole world was having a party.
Yeah.
And it.
In one big line.
In one big line.
That's so beautiful.
I honestly cried, guys.
Did
I cried.
Awesome.
I did. It was such a beautiful experience. I actually cried when it was over. Because it was over.
Because it was over.
Because it was over.
You were like, encore. Do it again.
Exactly.
More, and the moon was like, no, I'm busy.
No.
Yeah. Basically it meant so much that I put it on my Twitter bio, I guess. And my Facebook bio.
And then you also do music at Sojourn.
Yes.
Which is a church in Louisville.
Correct. Louisville, Kentucky. I'm the music director at their Midtown location.
You can check out Johnny's music. Did you write all this music? At sojournmusic.bandcamp.com?
That might, yeah, I think that's the link, or yeah, bandcamp.com/ Oh, no, you got it right.
I'm reading off your.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You're
good. Off your Twitter account. I do my research.
So yeah. I've recorded music for Sojourn, but a lot of it was already written. Okay. What's on there was it was already written before I got here. So
got it.
But you can pretend if you like it. I mean, you can pretend it's me.
Give him the credit.
Give me all the credit.
Okay.
All the glory.
Cool. Well, I think we should give God the glory.
I think we should give the Enneagram the glory.
Oh, geez.
Oh, gosh.
Queen Suzanne.
And the Enneagram and Queen Suzanne Stabile.
All the glory belongs to her.
All right. Yeah. Perfect. For the Sojourns Bandcamp page.
I feel like we need to update that page.
Maybe so. It's on your Twitter, though. Just tell them, hey, guys, I just went on No Chill Enneagram. I'm kind of a big deal now, so we need to update that page.
Yeah.
And just make sure I'm in the credits for writing every song.
We're going to get like 1,000 followers after this, aren't we?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
No less than that.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Guaranteed.
So, Johnny, you're a 7, right?
Yes.
We're going to talk about that a little more later. Okay. But what's your wing?
Just I'm so a wing 6. Wing 6.
7 wing 6.
Yes.
So the nice 7.
Yes, the nice, very 7. Relational. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Love
okay.
People.
So we're going to talk about 7 stuff in a minute, but first we have to wait, actually, what I don't know, is there anything else we need to know about you before we type reviews. Tell me about like where you lived before Louisville.
Okay, so I lived in South Florida, specifically Palm Beach County, which is basically part of the Miami Metro. And that's where I grew up. I was not born there. I was born in New York, but I grew up in South Florida in a very diverse area. So I am very connected, I guess, with my Hispanic Latino culture, which is very heavy over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not much of that here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, but do you feel like you stick out like a sore thumb a little bit?
Sometimes, at certain things, yeah. Like at Thunder over Louisville, I feel very different.
Yeah.
If your listeners don't know what that is,
well, what is that?
Sorry.
I don't know what that is either.
It's just this big firework show that the city of Louisville does. And I feel like people from all over Kentucky and Indiana come to it. And
Yeah. People say there's a phrase, Louisville, not Kentucky. And what that means is when you live in Louisville, you're like, oh, this is the city. This is nice. I mean, it's the same dynamic with any city versus state situation. But
right.
It's particularly acute in Louisville versus Kentucky because Kentucky's just like wild, man. It's pretty intense.
We love you, Kentucky.
Yeah, but you freak us out sometimes.
Sometimes I'm afraid of you, yes.
All right. So let's get into typing reviews. Johnny, do you want to help?
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to help.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. So we're going to start with a review by Ryan Berger. So here's what we do, guys. Every show, we type some reviews. If you want to be typed, you just have to leave a review on our iTunes. On our iTunes.
Wow.
You have to leave a review. Every episode has to have that special moment when I can't say words.
Yeah, they sure do.
Leave a review on our iTunes page, and we will rate. We will type. I almost said we will rate and review you, which would be hilarious. Like a weird Inception.
This
deal.
5-star review gets 4 stars.
I hate it.
Here's my review. Okay.
Let's do this as fast as possible. Here we go. Are you ready? Ryan Berger says, it's titled, I Want to Be On It. 5 stars. You know what, Bethany? I've decided to read this whole review.
Oh, let's do this real fast. Okay, I'm going to read the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going to read the whole thing with my Micro Machines voice.
I like it. I like it because
I want to be on the show, so here is my audition for episode 9. What is your type? Type 9. Yeah, I know the best type. Boo, 8, etc. Plug my book. LOL, I don't have a book. I'm a 9, not a 3. How bad has it gotten? My friend and I made a card game based on the Enneagram. He plays one of the types. Part of the game is that each person has a personal trial each round that they try to resolve using the resource available to them. Most players keep these in their hand, but if you're playing as a 4, you have to announce it and leave it face up in front of you. LOL. Let's type people in things. Ron is a 6.
Yes,
Hermione is a 1.
Uh-huh, yes, she is.
Whoever said what type Harry is, Bethany, needs to spill the beans.
4, he's a self-preservation 4.
Oh, okay, God. Go ahead. Can we make Enneagram slang happen? This is the opposite of a growther, i.e. the type of person who found out their Enneagram type from a Facebook quiz and thinks about it with the same part of their brain that used to think about their Myers-Briggs type, Hardcore, Taos, and Zodiac sign, Ennea thought. Speaking of... Bleep you, Ennea thought. I don't subscribe, but I'm pretty sure it would be, when are you going to stop feeling like you're at the end of your rope after doing the bare minimum? We're running out of time. Real quick, advice for each type about how to just be chill. 1 through 9. Have you tried just being chill? Heart, heart, heart. Love y'all. Love that you're having fun.
That was
Ryan, let's be friends. I love this review.
Wow.
Ryan's a 9. That's my guess.
It's really great. I'm going to give that 5-star review 5 stars.
All
I
right.
love it. Okay, this is our next review is from T_Dots. And they gave us 2 stars. And
whoa. It says, T.
Not the best Enneagram source.
I'm shocked.
I'm so shocked and offended.
This is unbelievable.
We always are claiming to be the best Enneagram source.
It says it right there at the beginning of the show. No chill Enneagram.
Best Enneagram source in the world. Okay, anyway, I grew up in an evangelical home and I didn't get the majority of the references and people they were talking about. They sort of stereotype the numbers. They rank the numbers in terms of who is best and who is worst, which is not the purpose of the Enneagram.
Oh,
really? I thought it was. Man. Every number has strengths, wings, and unhealthy habits. No one number is better or worse than another. It depends on the person and how healthy they are. Overall, not the best source to understand the Enneagram or to understand your particular number better.
Bethany.
Yeah. We've made a huge mistake twice.
Really miscalculated. I thought that like one number was better than the other.
Oh, this person.
I did too. Yeah.
All right. Are you feeling bad for that person?
I'm feeling bad, yes.
Oh.
No. Don't let me slow you
down. What's their type?
Sorry, I forgot the whole point was not just to make fun.
Yeah.
Oh, good question. I'm going to say...
they're taking it very seriously.
Yeah.
Personally, right?
Yeah, and personally.
It doesn't feel like a 1. It feels like something else. Maybe a 2.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, they seem to care a lot about what it's communicating to others. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds 2-ish.
Yeah.
All right. Next review is Photogmon 5, current favorite podcast. 5 stars. I'm so happy I discovered this podcast. It's such fun. I'm really interested in
7.
Instagram.
But seven. That was the code. That was the code word
about it in my life. My kids are so completely over all my personality type talk.
Yes.
I don't listen to many podcasts, but this makes me laugh out loud.
7, absolutely.
Yeah.
7.
All right, Bethany, next.
Okay, my review. 5 stars from Joe Luthan. I heard your request for 8s and 1s not writing a review. 2 things. 1, too bad. You cannot control me. Yes, I'm an 8. Why do you ask? Smiley face.
LOL.
2. All that said, this is not the Enneagram podcast I deserved, but the one I needed. Wow. I listened to some heavy Enneagram podcasts in hopes of helping me put in the good work for myself. You guys bring the much needed fun and levity to our little world that is the Enneagram. Keep on rocking. I'll be listening. Laters. Well, he's an 8. Thanks, Joe.
Yay. Okay, we have to read this last one because it references something that Bethany won't shut up about. Ready?
Oh boy. Yes!
All right, this
I'm
is
so
from
ready.
This is from Super Cup It. It's called Your New Favorite Podcast Unless You Hate Being Amused. Which some do. 5 stars. No Chill Enneagram is like Dear Evan Hansen, but instead of making you sob while you're trying to drive home from work without causing a car wreck because you can't see through your cathartic flood of tears, it makes you laugh and inspires you to try to to figure out what your number is actually. Finally, why is this so difficult? And then there's a lot of other words in here.
She's talking about you've got mail. Don't change a thing.
But also maybe have a guest on after this first round who isn't sure which number he or she is. Or have it, we did that with Alan. Oh, wait.
Barnabas.
We did that with Barnabas. Or have a segment related to this somehow. Audience request. Please type the characters from the MCU. What's the MCU?
Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I'm all about that, too.
We should do that.
We should do that.
Number two, you don't need to be all like, we need to wrap this up because we're going over. Just let every episode be 2 hours. Well, okay, tell that to my wife. Number three. Also, please never end or take long breaks. Please tell that to my wife. Number four, tell it to my family. Tell that to me, because, like, you know,
we have lives.
I just realized I'm blaming my wife for
everything. She's not to blame.
Number four, please type characters from various romantic comedies circa 1980s, 2010s. Yeah, tell it to my wife.
I like this person, and I love Dear Evan Hansen, and it does make me, like, cry dangerously in my car while I'm driving.
There's another part we need to read that I just noticed.
Okay.
No Chill Enneagram is cozy and comforting, like a 1990s Meg Ryan rom-com, providing a funny hour or so of amusement that makes life a little brighter and easier. I just need to read that.
Yeah, that's nice.
I feel nice.
I mean, is this not a 7?
That feels like a 7 or 9. What do you think, Johnny?
A 9.
Either a 7
so
wing.
So much coziness.
7 wing 8 or 8 wing 7.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just so much energy and enthusiasm in this review.
They seem to be very, like, they offered a lot of clarity as far as what they feel No Chill is, which I feel like is very 8-y. They have tons of clarity on everything, or need it, at least.
Yeah.
All right, true. Johnny, let's go to our next segment. I think you know what it's going to be. I was just going to keep going, but then I thought, let's see if he knows. How bad has it gotten, Johnny? How bad has your obsession to the Enneagram?
It's bad. It's bad. It's gotten pretty bad.
Tell us.
It's gotten so bad that I have actually mentioned the Enneagram to my family. And if you knew my family.
That's it?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
So in my family, I hope they never listen to this.
I hope they do.
You know, we don't
talk. What are their emails?
We don't. I think my mom has like 5 and she doesn't know how to sign into any of them.
She got all the passwords. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
We don't really talk about our feelings a lot. It's hard. It's one of those like, it'll just work itself out, right? We'll be fine. It's gotten so bad that I've actually yesterday hanging out with my brother in Chicago. On accident, he was kind of sharing something really hard, and I was like, why are we talking about hard things? And I accidentally said something like, there's like a explanation for that, or that sounds like you're a 6 on the Enneagram. I crossed this line of talking about or processing emotions. I've crossed the line into doing that with my family.
Yeah. So did he punch you in the face? Or?
Did they pull out the pitchforks?
He was caught off guard. He was talking about how he was being driven by some fear things. And so I was like, I got to Google this. I got to. So 6 is the one that I get the least, I would say. Mm-hmm. So out of love and compassion for my little brother, I decided to maybe we can talk about our feelings. But if I bring up the Enneagram, I can do that. It helps.
Okay.
That's awesome. That's I love good. That.
Yeah.
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 Cool. Pray, well, pray that's for pretty me. Bad. So you're a seven. Why don't you give us your sort of two sentence summary of what a seven is?
A two sentence summary of what a seven is.
We'll drill down on it. So it's not okay. like the last thing you're going to say about it.
Cool. I would say that the seven, these are your silver lining people.
Hmm.
The most hopeful, they could be the darkest situation, and sevens will find something, some ounce of hope to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that drives them. That's so positive. Sevens are so positive.
Yeah.
I try to avoid all the caricatures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would, because sevens are constantly trying to avoid bad stuff.
Oh, mm-hmm. there we go. There it is. It's there it true. Is.
It's true. yeah.
I basically demonstrated to you then in my...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to avoid...
I try to avoid the caricatures.
Success.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. No, I love the way you articulated that, though, because sometimes people do think of sevens as escapists. And I've found that a lot of times the positivity that comes from a seven is very real, right? It's like very based in reality. It's just a question of focus, right? And perspective.
Correct.
Which I like.
And we're awesome.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
So what's your least favorite thing about being a seven? Don't run from this question.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to lean into it. I think probably my least favorite thing is, do I have to pick one? Can I pick maybe
no,
like
pick
two?
Like seven of them.
As many as you want.
I'll give you two.
Okay.
Okay. One of them is probably the inability to be sad without people sort of making it an event. Like, like if you're sad, people are like, oh no, Johnny, like, are you okay? Like, do you need to talk? Do you need, and it's like, no, I think everybody needs to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
From time to time. And so, it's, I think every time I'm sad, people really notice it and they're, you know, they're very caring and they're well-intentioned, but I don't want them to draw near. Usually I just want them to let me be sad. That's one thing. The second thing I would
Hold on, I'm going to stop you because I want to I want to drill. Like, what is the way that your friends can be, if you don't want them to draw near, like, what can they do for you? Or are you literally saying, just leave me alone for a while and let me deal?
I think they kind of go into, like, fix mode. Like, let's fix your sadness. What is it? Huh. Rather than, hey, it's okay to be sad. I think that kind of opens up the floodgates for me to be able to talk about it and kind of, I guess, stay in that sad space.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's an urgency to maybe undo something that's been done or maybe encourage me or say something that'll make me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess not necessarily avoid it, but like accept it. Accept it with me. Like, let's be sad about this together.
It's so funny because I think some people like rely on sevens to bring the fun and bring the happy. Right. And when they're not doing that, it's like the system falls apart.
Yeah.
It feels like something's wrong.
Yeah.
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 Cool. Yeah. What's your favorite thing about being a seven?
My favorite thing about being a seven is, oh gosh, there are so many good things about being a seven. I consider it very rewarding getting like introverts to open up. I think there's something very hospitable about a seven's speech. That's
so good.
Like they are somehow able to have the party in a one-on-one conversation. And so like it's easy to do that with other sevens. It's easy to do that with other maybe threes because they're really good at networking. But get in front of like a really introverted five or four or nine, and seeing them open up is so fun to me. I love doing that. It gives me so much life. It makes me feel really special. It's like having a superpower.
That's awesome.
Totally. Oh, I thought another thing I don't like about being a seven. Can I say that? Can I say it?
Yeah. I thought you had a ton of things that you liked.
I really need to get this out there because I need to get it out for other non-sevens.
All right, let's hear it.
Sevens do not like being asked constantly, are you resting? It's so annoying. It's kind of an accusation. It's like way to assume the worst, right? And yeah, 99% of the time we probably aren't, but don't assume.
I don't even know that I would ask a seven if they're resting. I would be more inclined to ask like a three or like an eight or something. So that maybe I just don't know enough.
Maybe
sevens,
that's just like my job. Okay, we can disagree.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. No, it's good.
I mean, I know some sevens, and
like we're always on the go. We always trying rest. A new thing, starting a new thing. I actually told somebody like I'm gonna like record a podcast tonight, and they're like, "Okay, wow, you're doing a lot. Are you resting?"
Okay, that's awful. Judgmental. That sounds judgmental.
Yeah, well, yeah, that one.
If
that,
they
the
said
way
it like that, okay.
Wow, you're doing a lot.
I hope that person resting? Doesn't listen to this.
I hope they do, so they can learn not to ask you that.
Here's the deal. After he records this, he's going straight to bed. We promise. We're going to make sure of it.
Yep, we're going to tuck him in ourselves.
We sing him the lullaby over Skype.
Yep.
All right, do you have any more favorite things you wanted to talk about, or is that it?
I think that's it. I think that's my favorite.
Well, I feel like you covered the next question I was going to ask, which is what do you wish everyone would just shut up about? When it comes to sevens. Oh.
Like, how do you have a question?
Yeah.
How do you feel about this this idea that sevens are, like, the life of the party? Like, do you embrace that? Do you find that an oppressive expectation?
I certainly embrace it. I think, what is it? The 7 Wing 6 is called the Entertainer. I totally resonate with that wing name. Maybe Jesse Eubanks. You guys interviewed him. Sometimes when he like in passing mentions sevens, Jesse, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to disagree with you on this. He in passing says the party planning committee, part of the plan. No, I don't want to plan the party. I just want to show up.
You just
want
to show up.
I want to be there.
And probably just like make it better in an annoying way that the party planning committee is. Like freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, we did not plan for this. I'm
everyone's leaving and going to karaoke? Why?
Yeah. To answer your question, I embrace that.
Okay.
Yeah. It kind of goes back to like the superpower thing. Like, can you make this party come alive? And then when you do, it's like, oh my gosh, look what I just did.
Yeah. So the next segment. Is called So You're a Single Seven.
Oh gosh.
Hey Johnny, so you're a single seven. That is to say, you're a seven.
Where are we going with this?
Who is single? So we've talked about it a little bit when we had Joy Beth on. We talked about dating as a two.
Okay.
So, like, talk a little bit about what it's like dating as a seven, because it feels like
if you're dating,
it would be interesting.
Maybe you're not.
Yeah. So,
have you ever dated in your life?
I have dated in my life. So, dating as a seven who knows he or she is a seven, because I feel like that makes a difference. Like, specifically knowing about the Enneagram and knowing sort of your behaviors. So, like, for instance, for me, I'm going to avoid twos. Like, I'm not going to date twos.
I love this. Every time we make a compatibility judgment, it makes me so happy.
I'm going there. I feel like it's going to help. It's going to help our sevens. So, we're prone to take advantage of somebody who's going to want to do stuff for us all the time. So, I definitely, I try to stay away from that for the benefit of me and for the benefit of her.
So if we're keeping score for the listeners, there are now two numbers that twos cannot date.
Wow. I mean, give me something.
I'm so sorry.
Sevens are off limits.
I've made fives off limits for me as well. But
Wow, jeez.
I know.
I feel like for me, the thing with dating, well, I guess sevens and dating, you have to be very careful because the strength of being able to be hospitable in speech can also be a weakness with mm-hmm. other singles, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's this inner drive to like make somebody feel really at home or mm-hmm. safe in a one-on-one conversation that it's often misinterpreted as being something else. Maybe even being flirtatious. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I've gotten better at that. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Listeners, let me know.
Let me know.
Everyone, let him know.
Do you feel flirted with you?
Chances are I'm not flirting with you, especially if you're a two.
Here's the deal. Put it in an iTunes review, and we will rate and review your review, and then we will type it.
Oh, God.
Okay, but
we'll continue to flirt.
Twos are just like attention. Oh, okay. So,
oh,
like, good luck. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, I've said cool. too much.
No, you haven't.
Uh-oh.
Good, good, good.
Well, let's move on to our next segment then. And this one is a secret one. We didn't tell you about this one.
Oh, no.
Johnny. Secret segment.
We like to call this segment. Let's pretend we're at a party and we think each other are into sports and we're trying to fake it. So in this segment, we all pretend we're at a party and that each other are into sports.
This is
and we're
torture.
Trying to fake it. It's pretty simple. Are you ready? I'm going to count to three and then cool. and then we'll yep. snap into our roles. Ready? One, okay. two, three. Hey, I'm Richard. What's your name?
Hey, I'm Bethany.
I'm Johnny. I'm not. What do we do? Oh.
Okay. Hey, Johnny and Bethany.
We're all at this sports party, right?
Yeah.
We're all here because we love sports.
I like sports a lot.
It's a big big weekend for sports.
Oh, I know because the Eagles, right? It was the Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah.
They had that big score that they did.
Yeah. Well, this year they've been doing that a lot.
That one particular kind of score they do so many times, and it's. Everyone's talking about it.
Yes, it is. It is football season.
Did you see?
I know that.
Did you see the video where the high school guy did the sport?
What sport again?
No, I didn't see that one.
You don't know, Johnny? You don't know which sport? I kind of thought it was self-explanatory, but
you know who I'm a really big fan of in sports. These days?
Who?
Colin Kaepernick. Oh. Let's all talk about that.
Oh, Kaepernick. Here's the deal. Here's the deal about Kaepernick.
Yeah, he's great at sports.
You know, he's pretty good at sports, but he's even better at taking a stand. You know?
Oh.
Yeah, taking a knee, some would
taking
say.
Taking a knee.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I was more of a knee than a stand. But
I thought that was on purpose.
No, that was a total accident. Well, it was nice to meet you guys. I'm gonna go over here and talk to this guy about sport.
Have fun.
So fun right. to talk with other people who know sports as well as I do.
I'm gonna talk to these losers who probably don't even know a base hit from a field line.
Yeah.
This is making me really uncomfortable.
All right. All right. That was.
This is why I don't go to sports parties.
Right.
That was let's pretend we're at a party and we think each other are into sports and are trying to fake it. The reason we did that, I guess I should have introduced by saying the reason we did that is because Johnny confessed that he doesn't know anything about sports
and that he's embarrassed about that. But
I know
Colin
Kaepernick.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, everybody.
I get
that.
Down with that.
Yeah, everybody
it
knows that.
It makes sense that would have been the moment
I would
we were
talk
all, like,
about
actually
that.
In
yeah.
the conversation.
I would talk about that at a party before I would talk about actual sports.
Yeah, I would definitely try to transition us into maybe a talk on social justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, can you believe
Let's talk
Nike?
About
like,
how many concussions cool. they get in the NFL. That can't be ethical.
No, you get kicked out.
Or we
get
can talk about the movie that Will Smith recorded called Concussion. which was actually filmed in my hometown.
Huh. Wait, did you say he recorded the movie?
Well, sorry, not recorded. musician term, my bad. Acted.
Will Smith's always out there recording movies.
Will Smith, I am so sorry.
He's listening.
All right. This next segment is one we call You Gotta Try This. Johnny, okay. I feel like you should say it. This next segment is one we call
You Gotta Try This.
That's perfect. All right. This is where we share new experiences that each number should try.
Woo!
We're going to do it round robin. But, Johnny, you're going to have to help us out because right. you're the seven.
Okay. You like new experiences. You.
New experiences.
So I'm just trying to do the math in my head. So Johnny needs to go second? No. One, two, three.
No,
four,
he
five,
needs
six.
To go first.
He needs to go first.
Yeah, he needs to go
so
first.
So, Johnny, just start with one.
Okay.
What is a new experience?
For a one, for an Enneagram one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an Enneagram one should has got to try. You got to say it like that. You got to start
this.
Everyone with, you got to try this.
Oh, you got to try this. Let's say in Enneagram one, you need to go skydiving.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I feel really okay.
Intense. We just jumped right this in is, to skydiving.
Okay, so like the very internal conviction that we need to remain on the ground, that we need to be where gravity wants us to be. Skydiving is really
have you done
that.
It?
I haven't, and I probably never will.
Wow. Okay.
But it's not an yeah, I don't need
that's
to practice.
That's not my problem. Ones need to do it.
Okay.
Do it. Go ahead, ones.
All right, twos, Bethany.
I want you do twos.
You want me to do twos?
Yeah, you do it. I want all someone right. else to tell me a new experience I should try.
Twos need to go to have a period of silence and solitude at a monk monastery.
That's really good. Oh. A monk monastery.
In particular. You know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah,
like
no,
place
that's
where
really
you go,
good. Can I tell a story about that?
What?
Can I tell a story about that?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said, can I tell a story about that? Yeah, go for it.
So on my birthday, well, it wasn't really a monastery that I went to, but it was like a retreat center. For my birthday, I took the day off work and I just like drove aimlessly into the gorge in Oregon and ended up at a not a monastery, a retreat center. And I just went on the property. I don't even know if I was allowed. And found like this bench that was overlooking like the Columbia River Gorge. And it was amazing. And I was by myself the whole day. It was like one of the best days of my life. So that was really spot on.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know.
Cool. All right. Bethany, threes.
Okay. Threes should try. You gotta try this. Threes.
Oh, I forgot to say that.
It's okay. Anonymous. Like, go do something where nobody knows who you are or...
Hack the election.
What? Oh, but I don't know. I'm not thinking of anything that they... Anything specific.
So do something anonymous.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, put a bag over your head and go streaking.
Good idea. Perfect. You gotta try it, threes.
Let's work together on this.
Let's
so
work together.
Threes.
What about, okay, so like threes are, you know, they're well groomed. They're always, like, they always look good. How about, like, show up to, like, a wedding, like, kind of underdressed? Like,
or streaking at a wedding.
Okay. Maybe, like, show up.
Maybe something lower stakes than a wedding.
Well, underdressed, like, maybe not. Don't go all out. Just, like, you know, casual.
Just go casual. Just wear like, some
wedding. It'll be a good exercise.
Okay. No, that's pretty good.
We can think of something else. Let's.
Oh gosh, threes.
I feel like threes just heard that and were cringing.
Yeah.
Participate in No Shave November.
Oh, there
that's
you
a
go.
Good one. That's a good one. Perfect. That's perfect. Oh, really
it took a while, but we got there.
Your relief is palpable, like so. Whoa.
I feel right. So relieved. That was my turn. Oh, okay.
Oh, Johnny Fours.
So I'm a musician. So like, I would tell my four friends, write a song, ask your friends to edit it. Don't have any objections and just record it.
Ooh.
Yeah, just let them edit.
That's pretty good.
Your song.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I love that because fours be like, but that's not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't. But then you would experience what it's like to be, I don't know, like made better or something.
Made better. Yeah. Cool, I like it. Okay, Richard, right, are you going to write a song?
I already did that. Fives. Okay. I wrote several songs back in the day, but no one edits. And to be honest, I don't know.
I could edit your songs, Richard, if you want.
I don't even know what it means to edit a song. Is that a thing you do with songs? You edit them?
You can edit. Yeah, suck. Like lyrical content. Yeah, all the time.
Okay, interesting.
Have you never edited your songs?
No, I guess not.
And
I
he
just
is
had,
an editor.
I had a when I was in a punk band when I was young.
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
I had one of the songs we had, and this will clarify. I definitely didn't have editors editing my song. We had a song called Being Suck.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like, that's okay. I like being suck. All you
what?
All you preps are out of luck.
Wow.
Cause it's the life being a nerd.
Oh my gosh.
I just wish I could have her. That's how the chorus
Whoa,
ends.
You rhymed nerd
That's
with
incredible.
Her.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I would have edited that out.
Well, how would you do it? How would you make that song better, genius?
Oh gosh. Putting me on the spot. Sounds like it's too late. The damage has been done. We'll leave that song how
Wait,
it is.
Wait, what did you do in the punk band? Like
I was bassist and lead singer.
Oh heck yeah. Ooh.
Like Mike Carrera from MXPX.
Wow.
If you're familiar with him. Anyway, number fives. Give free hugs. Like hold out a sign on the street that says free hugs.
Oh my gosh.
And do that.
All the fives like are Judah. Like closing out their podcast app. Like they're done. No way.
Like Judah Friedlander back in the 90s. All right, that's mine.
Yeah, don't know sixes. Who that is. So, okay, sixes. Oh man, there's so many things that sixes could try. Just like drive without a seatbelt on.
There you go. Perfect.
And
just to be clear, don't do that. And if anyone dies doing that, we clearly stated not to do that.
Just drive around in like a parking lot without a seatbelt on with no other cars in it.
They could still die, Bethany.
No, they can't. Mm. No, I'm actually very serious about wearing seatbelts. But okay, what could a six try that is not life-threatening?
Well, we already said watch a movie alone back in the day.
Watch a movie alone?
Yeah, remember back when we first started this podcast, we talked a lot about that for sixes.
Oh, I don't
I feel like for sixes, like getting out of the house, getting alone, away from responsibilities is a big
one. Yeah, but a new thing for them. What's something they've never done before?
So
skydiving.
Maybe... Oh my gosh. That would be terrifying
it
for a six.
It would be terrifying.
They would not. They would
might
think
actually,
of all the things.
Yeah.
They would probably just hijack the plane before they would jump out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, hey, my wife's doing something that feels like a weird, interesting new thing for a six to do.
Okay.
And she's a six, so I'll just use this. Mm-hmm. Host a pub trivia.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's going to do that tomorrow. We'll let you know how it goes, guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sixes, like, don't ever want to be in the spotlight or anything. They should get out in front of an audience and do something.
Perfect. I love it. Yes, yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. All right. Sevens. Who's next? Oh, yeah. Johnny, that's you.
Yeah.
Well, I've just started doing this, and I look again, looking out for my fellow sevens out there. You should try this. You got to try this.
Is it sleeping?
No, it's not. Oh. I think no, I that's too is. Hard.
It's too hard. It's boring.
FOMO. Yeah. Okay, go for a walk.
Oh.
Just oh, that's good. Go for a walk.
No running?
Oh, no running.
No just... running. Do you leave your phone at home?
I would say get your phone, keep your phone with you, airplane mode.
Mm-hmm.
Go for a walk. It's, yeah, I know. I don't know if we were trying to be fun, but that's actually like.
That's good.
It's been helping me out so much.
What helps that's you awesome. About it?
I think it actually helps me remove myself from like the head triad land of like being able to have like a constantly changing environment that what you get when you're on a walk, you know, you're just every block looks different and you're kind of focusing on the external, you're just outside of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's simple. You're by yourself. Oh yeah. Alone. Walk alone. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Go for a walk by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Airplane mode.
I like it.
You gotta try it.
Perfect. Hey, who's next? Is it me?
I don't remember. I think it's
me.
You. It's yeah, me, right? It's you.
Okay. Eights. Apologize.
Ooh.
Is that
you think that's new for them?
Yes. No, I let's see. Eight. Oh gosh. This is a hard one. Does anyone have any ideas?
A new thing for eights. I don't know. Try if you're like in a situation with a lot of people, like don't say anything. Or don't put yourself in the like a leadership position. Just like kind of sit back and let other people do things.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, like find a sphere and say, I'm committed to not leading in this sphere.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
This is going to be a full like mental rest. And I'm going to learn to let go.
Yeah.
That's good. You got to try that.
You got to try this,
Ace. We haven't said that in a while.
Yeah, we right. kind of forgot about
you
that.
You got to try this, nines. Here we go. Bethany?
Okay. Something not related to napping for nines.
Oh, my gosh.
Not even going to touch the subject.
Cutting that out. We're losing our entire nine audience.
I think
audience.
They like it. They like talking about naps.
Well, that's not my experience.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Nines. You got to try this. Go shopping and buy yourself a new outfit. I don't know.
So what's that game where, have you guys ever played the game where you have to... say it's like a word association game and like one person says a word and then immediately you have to say another word and like you cannot pause and whoever pauses first loses.
Oh yeah.
Like, isn't that a fun game? Nines, play that game.
What game is that?
I think it's called it's really say anything.
Like yeah, okay, like let's play right now. Come on. This it'll be fun. Okay. It's a good exercise
all three
for nines.
Of us are playing?
Just me and you, Bethany.
Okay.
You've heard this
before. I'll be the referee.
Okay. Okay. You start off, and the whole thing with this is, and this will be growth for nine. It's like make a decision in your brain about what that Okay. Do you want to play the game? Do you want no? Yeah.
Yeah, let's
just
do it.
Like
do
a little
it.
Second. Okay.
Okay.
You start off.
Okay. Table.
Chair.
Receipt.
Peanuts.
Water bottle.
Drinking.
Door.
House.
Vacuum.
Vacuum clean. Dang! I said it. So you can't. You cannot repeat the word. That's the. That's Did the whole just, rule. Yeah. And I just said vacuum cleaner.
All right, so sevens, get better at that game.
We will.
All right, well, for our next segment, we're gonna do another little challenge. Here's what it's called.
I'm not good at these. I'm so sorry.
Can you pull off... So sevens are not good at silence and solitude, right? They struggle with that.
I can confirm that.
This segment is called Can You Pull Off a Moment of Silence? All right, let's see. Ready, set, go. All right, we'll cut that down, but...
Oh, my gosh, I'm dying.
Gosh, that was awful.
I'm dying.
I hate that game. What a
We're
dumb game.
We're never doing that again.
What a so dumb game. What's the point of that?
I hated that.
So for our listeners at home, we were quiet for maybe what might have been
57 about. Seconds. I timed it.
Oh, no, I was going to say 70 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to lie, and then it would be like, you know.
Sorry, but 57 anyway. Minutes. I was reading the wrong thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, let's never do that again.
Yeah. It was really hard, right?
I was really hard.
I was like right. bent over my chair, like on the floor.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I was just praying. It wasn't really hard for me.
No, you were not.
Right. I was clenching my fists.
I was really trying not to laugh.
Who was that laughed at the very beginning there?
That was me.
It was Johnny, yeah, and then I laughed a little bit after that.
Okay. All right. Johnny, this last segment is where we give you life advice through the lens of the Enneagram because Yay. We're not experts, but we are obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what do you need life advice with?
Okay. All right. This one goes back to dating. Here
Great.
We go.
Sweet.
So I'm interested in this girl. Help me out.
Okay.
Okay.
Big 9 on the Enneagram.
Oh.
And so like this is a thing. She's very hard to read. She's pretty stoic, pretty reserved.
She's a 9, you said.
She's a 9. I think she's a 9 wing 1.
Okay.
How
does she feel about being talked about on a podcast?
Yeah.
Didn't ask her. She'll probably
also,
hate it.
What's advice. Her name? And
oh gosh,
just kidding. Just kidding.
Address, please.
Social security number.
So she has. She's told me. She's shared that there's this thing with maybe her personality, or maybe it's a 9 thing, but like this struggle with just like being invisible. Like people forget they're in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's also that's held in tension with this, like, I feel this need to not want to be seen, not to draw attention. So, like, how do I express to her without being too much? Because I feel like as a 7, I could probably be too much sometimes. How could I express interest in maybe some sort of a mild pursuit without being too much, but at the same time with by like encouraging her in a way that communicates to her, you're not invisible, I'm noticing you. Mm-hmm. Big question.
I love that question. That's so good.
So you're just trying to express your interest in her, or correct, just in general that she's not invisible?
I'm sorry. I guess I should have focused that a little bit more. Okay, so I would definitely both, but mm-hmm. Let's go with interest in her.
Mm-hmm. This is going to sound like I'm making a joke, but it's real. Ask her out on a date and then plan the date intentionally, and that's it.
Yeah, have you done that yet? I think I kind of was assuming that maybe you had.
We have been on 2 dates.
Okay.
I can't believe it. yeah. I've done that.
You're like second guessing this whole thing.
I'm like standing up now because I need to do something.
Oh, I feel like I should say, if later you're like, I actually don't want that to be on a podcast with a bunch of people
Bethany,
listening to it. You can just tell us.
Say
no, I
Bethany,
have to.
No.
Yes. I have to.
Journalistic integrity.
You're going to edit that out later. Okay.
You didn't say off the record, Johnny. You didn't say off the record.
I did not say that. No.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'm just big into like direct communication, and you can do it in a way that's not too much. Like, you don't have to.
And maybe that's just a good like question that you can help the answer for all sevens. Like, how can we love on people that are easily just like, oh no, this person's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a pretty, I mean, to me, honestly, like the reason I answered the way I did is because I think it's an easy answer for a 7 in particular. I think the road forward for you is to continue showing her a good time. Like, that's just it. Like, create experiences that bring you two together, that demonstrate that you two have fun.
Hold on.
Together.
You're talking to, I'm writing this down.
Experiences that show that you two have fun together, and then just allow for that to happen. And in the course of those experiences, a lot will happen, right? Like, a lot of those secondary things or more important things will happen, like the serious conversations and the personal back and forth. But what sevens are great at doing is lowering the barriers so that those things can happen. And I think sevens in particular, if they take the initiative on dates, I've just seen this happen at least once. If they take,
okay. Wow.
If sevens take the initiative on dates, they are able to demonstrate. And just in general with people they are friends with, like, sevens can demonstrate care and concern for those people by their actions. And their actions have to do with creating an experience for everyone involved.
Right. That's awesome. I love that. That's super helpful.
Yeah. That's good. I don't really have anything to add.
I can give you guys an update on how that
goes.
Oh, please
do. Yeah.
Sweet.
Invite. Never mind.
Just rate and review us and put the update in there, and then we'll rate and review that, and then we'll find
it. Yeah.
Sounds good.
This has been No Chill Enneagram. It is hosted and produced by Richard Clark and Bethany Perkins. Edited by Richard Clark. Theme music is Max Flashback by Lee Rosevier. We want to hear from you. If you're an Enneagram number 9, 4, 2, or 7, feel free to leave a review on iTunes. If you are a 6, please only do this if you trust us. If you're an 8 or a 1, please do not leave us a review on iTunes. But you can feel free to reach out to us on Twitter, where we'd love to be challenged by you or hear from your overflowing inner critic. Our Twitter handle is @NoChillEnneapod. That's @NoChillEnneapod. Enneagram number 5. Please include us in your next exhaustive list of hilarious podcasts. And 3s. You can just give us credit after we inspire you to do whatever amazing thing you're going to do next. If you are a number 1 through 9 and you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast wherever podcasts are subscribable.